Chapter 12. If you had known, you would lay roses, 50 years thence, on her monument, that discloses its graying shape upon the luxuriant green. 50 years thence to an hour, by chance led there, what might have moved you? Yea, had you foreseen that on the tomb of the selfsame one, gone where the dawn of every day is as the close is, you would lay roses. 1920. The chapel organist, A. D. D. 185. I've been thinking it through, as I play here tonight, to play Never Again, by the light of that lowering sun peering in at the window pane, and over the back street roofs, throwing shades from the boys of the shore and the gallery, right upon me, sitting up to these keys once more. Dot, how I used to hear tongues ask, as I sat here when I was new. Who is she playing the organ? She touches it mightily true. She travels from Havenpool town, the deacon would softly speak, the stipend can hardly cover her fare hither twice in the week. It fell far short of doing, indeed, but I never told, for I have craved minstrelsy more than lovers, or beauty, or gold. 'Twas so he answered at first, but the story grew different later. It cannot go on much longer, from what we hear of her now. At the meaning wheeze in the words the inquirer would shift his place till he could see round the curtain that screened me from people below. A handsome girl, he would murmur, upstaring, and so I am, but too much sex in her build. Fine eyes, but eyelids too heavy, a bosom too full for her age, in her lips too voluptuous a look. It may be, but who put it there? Assuredly it was not one. I went on playing and singing when this I had heard, and more, though tears half blinded me. Yes, I remained going on and on, just as I used me to chord, and to sing at the self-same time. Dot 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 for it's a contralto my voice is. They'll hear it again here tonight in the psalmody notes, that I love more than world, or than flesh or than life. Well, the deacon, in fact, that day had learned new tidings about me. They troubled his mind not a little, for he was a worthy man. He trades as a chemist in High Street, and during the week he had sought his fellow deacon, who throve as a bookbinder over the way. These are strange rumors, he said. He must guard the good name of the chapel. If, sooth, she's of evil report, what else can we do but dismiss her? But get such another to play here we cannot for double the price. It settled the point for the time, and I triumphed a while in their strait, and my much beloved grand semi-breves went living on under my fingers. At length in the congregation more head shakes and murmurs were rife, and my dismissal was ruled, though I was not warned of it then. But a day came when they declared it. The news entered me as a sword. I was broken, so pallid of face, that they thought I should faint, they said. I rallied. Come rather than go, I will play you for nothing. Said I 'twas in much desperation I spoke it, for bring me to forfeit I could, not those melodies chorded so richly for which I had labored and lived. They paused. And for nothing I played at the chapel through Sundays anon, upheld by that art which I loved more than blandishments lavished of men. But it fell that murmurs again from the flock, broke the pastor's peace. Some member had seen me at Havenpool, comrade in close a sea captain. Yes, I was there too constrained, lacking means for the fare to and fro. Yet God knows, if aught he knows ever, I loved the old hundredth, St. Stephen's, Mount Zion, New Sabbath, Miles Lane, Holy Rest, and Arabia, and Eton, above all embraces of body by wooers who sought me and won. Dot 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 next week 'twas declared I was seen coming home with a lover at dawn. The deacons insisted then, strong, and forgiveness I did not implore. I saw all was lost for me, quite, but I made a last bid in my throbs. High love had been beaten by lust, and the senses had conquered the soul, but the soul should die game, if I knew it. I turned to my masters and said, I yield, gentlemen, without parlance. But let me just hymn you once more. It's a little thing, sirs, that I ask, and a passion is music with me. They saw that consent would cause nothing, and show as good grace, as knew I, though tremble I did, and feel sick, as I paused thereat, dumb for their words. They gloomily nodded assent, saying, yes, if you care to. Once more, and only once more, understand. To that with a bend I agreed. Ooh, of a fixed and a far-reaching look, spoke one who had eyed me a while. I've a fixed and a far-reaching plan, and my look only showed it, said I, this evening of Sunday is come the last of my functioning here. She plays as if she were possessed. They exclaim, glancing upward and round. Such harmonies I never dreamt the old instrument capable of. Meantime the sun lowers and goes, shades deepen, the lights are turned up, and the people voice out the last singing, tune Talus, the evening hymn. I wonder dissenters sing can. It shows them more liberal in spirit at this little chapel down here than at certain new others I know. I sing as I play, murmurs someone. O woman's throat richer than hers. True. In these parts, at least, ponder one. Ut, my man, you will hear it no more. And I sing with them onward. He grave dread as little do I as my bed. I lift up my feet from the pedals. And then, while my eyes are still wet from the symphonies born of my fingers, I do that whereon I am set, and draw from my all-round bosom, their words, how can I help its heave? A bottle blue-colored, and fluted a vinaigrette, they may conceive, and before the choir measures my meaning, reads on in my moves to and fro, I drink from the phial at a draught, and they think it a pick-me-up. So, then I gather my books as to leave, bend over the keys as to pray. When they come to me motionless, stooping, quick death will have whisked me away. Sure, nobody meant her to poison herself in her haste, after all. The deacons will say as they carry me down and the night shadows fall, though the charges were true, they will add. Tease a case red as scarlet with al. I have never once minced it. Lived chaste I have not. Heaven knows it above. But past all the heavings of passion its music has been my life love. That tune did go well this last playing. I reckon they'll bury me here. Not a soul from the seaport my birthplace will come, or bestow me. A tear. Fetching her, an hour before the dawn, my friend, you lit your waiting bedside lamp, your breakfast fire anon, and outing into the dark, and damp you saddled, and set on. Thuswise, before the day, my friend, you saunter on her surfy shore, to fetch her thence away unto your own new-builded door for a staunch lifelong stay. You said, he seems to be, my friend, that I were bringing to my place the pure brine breeze, the sea, the muse, all her old sky and space, and bringing her with me. But time is prompt to expend, my friend, such magic minted conjurings. The broad breeze fainted soon, and then the sense of sea mew's wings, and the shore's sibilant tune. So, it had been more due, my friend, perhaps, had you not pulled this flower from the craggy nook it knew, and set it in an alien bower, but left it where it grew. Could I but wilt song. Verses 1-3 key major, verse 2 key minor. Could I but will to my bent, I'd have a far ones near me still, and music of rare ravishment, and strains that move the toes and heels. And when the sweethearts sat for rest, the unbetrothed should foot with zest ecstatic reels. Could I be head god, come now, dear girl, I'd say, whose flame is fled, who liest with linen banded brow, stirred but by shakes from earth's deep core, I'd say to her, shroud and meet that love who kissed and called thee sweet. Yea, come once more. Even half god power, and spinning dooms had I, this frozen scene should flower, and sand-swept plains and arctic glooms should green them gay with waving leaves, mid which old friends and I would walk with weightless feet and magic talk uncounted eaves. She revisits alone the church of her marriage. I have come to the church and chancel, where all's the same. Brighter and larger in my dreams truly it shaped than now, meseems, is its substantial frame. But, anyhow, I made my vow, whether for praise or blame, here in this church and chancel where all's the same. Where touched the check-floored chancel my knees and his. The step looks shyly at the sun, and says, 'Twas here the thing was done, for bale or else for bliss. Of all those there I least was, where would it be that or this, when touched the check floored chancel my knees and his. Here in this fateful chancel where all's the same, I thought the culminant crest of life was reached, when I went forth the wife I was not when I came. Each commonplace one of my race, some say, has such a name, to go from a fateful chancel is not the same. Here, through this hoary chancel where all's the same, a thrill, a gaiety even, ranged that morning when it seemed I changed my nature with my name. Though now not fair, though gray my hair, he loved me, past proclaim, here in this hoary chancel, where all's the same. At the entering of the new year, I old style, our songs went up and out the chimney, and roused the home-gone husbandman. Our aliments, our hays, poussetings, our hands across and back again, sent rhythmic throbbings through the casements onto the white highway, where nighted farers paused and muttered, "Eep it up well, do they?" The contrabasso's measured booming sped at each bar to the parish towns, to shepherds at their midnight lambings. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.